So your rabbi gets out and he forgets to count Sfirsa Omer during one whole night and one whole day. Now the next night comes, can the rabbi count Sfirsa Omer? Normally the minhag in Yeshua is the rabbi counts for everyone, and he goes first, and everyone follows him then. So here the rabbi got out, can he still count with the bracha? So we know the Bahag brought down in Shulchan Aruch holds that the mitzvah of Sfirsa Omer is one big mitzvah. So normally if you get out, you get out. So too over here, the rabbi got out, how can he continue counting with a bracha? So one option is that the rabbi can be yotze someone else in the shul. In other words, he goes over to someone who's still counting with the bracha and says, look, you don't count with the bracha, and I'll be yotze you. Why doesn't that work? In fact, by kiddush, we know that once a person makes kiddush already, the Gemara says yotze motzi, even though he was already yotze, he could be motzi someone else in the midst of kiddush if that person hasn't made kiddush yet. So to over here, if the rabbi goes over to his gabbai and says, gabbai, look, you don't count Sfirs Omer tonight with a bracha, you're still in Sfirs Omer, you've been counting with a bracha every night, so to over here, you don't count tonight, and I'll count for you, and you say amen. Does that work or not? Now, in some ways, this is distinguishable from the case of Kiddush, because the case of Kiddush, you're still a bar chiyuva, you made Kiddush, and now you're done with your Kiddush, but you're still a bar chiyuva of Kiddush. So maybe that's why it works for Yotze Motzi. But what about over here? This guy who got out, the rabbi who got out for Sfirsa Omer, how is he still considered a Bar Chiyuva? Or is he considered a Bar Chiyuva? So this is an analogous situation as by Megillah. If a person who is a 15-day Megillah person reads it for someone who's a 14-day, or a 14-day for a 15-day, does that work as well? Because in some ways, on the 15th day, a 14 guy is not a Bar Chiyuva. Although you could make an argument that he is a Bar Chiyuva because he's still, you know, a Jewish male who's chayiv in Megillah. It's just not his day. So what about over here? So this is a big machlokas, the Pri Chadash and the Mikrai Kodesh. The Pri Chadash says that once you get out of Sfirsa Omer, you cannot be Yotzei someone else because you are not anymore a Bar Chiyuva. As opposed to Mikrai Kodesh or Tzvi Pesach Frank, he says, no, you become, if you're Yotzei someone else through this Yotze Motzi, through this mitzvah of Arvus, so you become a Bar Chiyuva. And perhaps this machlokas is based upon, and I saw this in a kuntras called Rubo Kukuo, he suggests perhaps this machlokas is based upon how we view the mitzvah of Arvis. Is Arvis a part and parcel of the mitzvah? In other words, when you do Kiddush for the second person, third, fourth, fifth person, you are doing the mitzvah of Kiddush multiple times. Or is it that you're doing Kiddush only once, but you're doing the mitzvah of Arvis, a separate mitzvah, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times afterwards? Now the nafkamina would be over here, Sfirsa Omer, where you're already, you can't do the mitzvah of Sfirsa Omer multiple times because you're out for the first day of Sfirsa Omer. But the second, third, fourth, fifth, how can you do the mitzvah of Sfirsa Omer if you missed a night? However, if you say it's a separate mitzvah of Arvis, maybe it would work. Halacha Maisa, many of the poskim, the Shevet Alevi and others, Chuvis Van Hugus, say that the rabbi can be Yotze someone else with a different svara as well. First of all, because we rely on Tosos that says that it's many mitzvos. The mitzvah of Sfirsa Omer is actually 49 separate mitzvos. Plus, we can rely on the Mikrai Kodesh. Plus, there's an additional aspect of Kavod HaTzibur. Since Kavod HaTzibur, you know, we don't want it to be embarrassing for the rabbi, we don't want it to be embarrassing for the congregation, so therefore we allow the rabbi to be Yotze the Kahal. However, others argue, for example, Rav Usher Weiss, he says that he understands the Svara of the Mikrai Kodesh, but to say a Svara of Bizayon or Busha for the rabbi, that doesn't make any sense, and therefore he would argue, if not for the Svara of the Mikrai Kodesh, a rabbi would not be allowed to be Yotze other people. Now, I saw another svara brought down by Rav Tzvi Sinensky. He writes that, well, maybe it's different. Now, maybe perhaps the best way for the rabbi not to be embarrassed, for him to actually admit that he got out. And this way will be a teaching moment for his community. And if that's the case, then this svara of Busha and Kavod HaTzibur would fall to the wayside, and it's preferable that the rabbi actually not be Yotze someone in his kahal, and rather just admit that he got out.